Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
Facebook for 6-year-olds? Welcome to Messenger Kids by Natasha Tiku. Facebook says it built Messenger Kids, a new version of its popular communications app with parental controls, to help safeguard preteens who may be using unauthorized and unsupervised social media accounts. Critics think Facebook is targeting children as young as 6 to hook them on its services. Facebook's goal is to push down the age of when it's acceptable for kids to be on social media, says Josh Golan, executive director of Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. Golan says 11 to 12-year-olds who already have a Facebook account, probably because they lied about their age, might find the animated emojis and GIFs of Messenger Kids too babyish and are unlikely to convert to the new app. Facebook launched Messenger Kids for 6 to 12-year-olds in the US on Monday, saying it took extraordinary care and precautions. The company said its 100-person team-building apps for teens and kids consulted with parent groups, advocates, and child development experts during the 18-month development process, and the app reflects their concerns. Parents download Messenger Kids on their child's account after verifying their identity by logging into Facebook. Since kids cannot be found in search, parents must initiate and respond to friend requests. Facebook says Messenger Kids will not display ads nor collect data on kids for advertising purposes. Kids' accounts will not automatically be rolled into Facebook accounts once they turn 13. Nonetheless, advocates focused on marketing to children expressed concerns. The company will collect the content of children's messages, the photos they send, what features they use on the app, and information about the device they use. Facebook says it'll use this information to improve the app and will share the information within the family of companies that are part of Facebook, and with outside companies that provide customer support, analysis, and technical infrastructure. It's all that squishy language that we normally see in privacy policies, says Golan. It seems to give Facebook a lot of wiggle room to share this information. He says Facebook should be clearer about the outsiders with which it may share data. In response to questions from Wired, a spokesperson for Facebook said, quote, It's important to remember that Messenger Kids does not have ads and we don't use the data for advertising. This provision about sharing information with vendors from the privacy policy is for things like providing infrastructure to deliver messages, end quote. Kristen Strader, campaign coordinator for the nonprofit group Public Citizen, says Facebook has proven it cannot be trusted with youth data in the past, pointing to a leaked Facebook report from May that promised advertisers the ability to track teen emotions, such as insecurity, in real time. Their response was just that they will not do similar experiments in the future, says Strader. At the time, advocacy groups asked for a copy of the report, but Facebook declined. Tech companies have made a much more aggressive push into targeting younger users, a strategy that began in earnest in 2015, when Google launched YouTube Kids, which includes advertising. Parents create an account for their child through Google's Family Link, a product to help parents monitor screen time. Family Link is also used for parents who want to start an account for their kid on Google Home, which gets matched to their child's voice. There is no way a company can really close its doors to kids anymore, says Jeffrey Chester, executive director for the Center of Digital Democracy. By openly commercializing young children's digital media use, Google has lowered the bar, he says, pointing to what toy company Mattel described as an eight-figure deal that it signed with YouTube in August. Chester says services such as YouTube Kids and Messenger Kids are designed to capture the attention and affinity of the youngest users. If they're weaned on Google and Facebook, you've socialized them to use your service when they become an adult, he says. On the one hand, it's diabolical. On the other hand, it's how corporations work. In past years, tech companies avoided targeting younger users because of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA, a law that requires parental permission in order to collect data on children under 13. But the weakness of COPPA is that you can do a lot of things if you get parental permission, says Golin. In the past 6 months, new apps have launched marketed as parent helpers. What they're saying is, this is a great way for parents to have control. What they are getting is parental permission, says Golin. Several children-focused nonprofit groups endorsed Facebook's approach, including Connect Safely and Family Online Safety Institute, or FOSI. Both groups have received funding from Facebook. A Facebook spokesperson says, we have long-standing relationships with some of these groups, and we've been transparent about those relationships. The spokesperson says many backers of Facebook's approach, including Christelle Lavelle of the Center on Media and Child Health and Dr. Kevin Clark of George Mason University's Center for Digital Media Innovation and Diversity, do not receive support from Facebook.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now. We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that over-delivers. Chubb over-delivers. Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.